Yeah. Yeah. One scripture was just pumping in my heart. when the day of Pentecost fully come, the thing was repeating, and I sense in my spirit is that moment is the moment the earth and the heaven get alignment.
They met together.
So the oil and everything was just straight away pouring down.
Who again? What you? Who again? Who somebody is supposed to see something?
I asked his presence, he came to offer something, and what I have in my heart is grace to finish with.
Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. There is such a thing as the day that the day of Pentecost has fully come. There is such a thing as you can come to a point where God cannot change his mind concerning a matter. All the effort we make is to get to that point. Pray for 2 more minutes and align your verses to this river. Oh my God. Align your verses to this river. Sabronda pakata ila kapokato ka sabranta pebinata braka pataka bana. You had a wisdom before I began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You had a wisdom before I began. Forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You are forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You are forever, your name is ever great. Here my God. You are the wisdom before can be done. You are forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before can be done. Join the procession. The king is here once again. It is the day of coronation. Oh my God. Oh my God. Forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before can be done. You live forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before can be done. You live forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. Somebody get into the procession. Oh my God. Shakwata, name is Yahweh. You are the reason before time began. You reign forever. Your name is Yahweh. The king is in the house. It's coronation service, my friends. You reign forever. Your name is Yahweh. Now we stand before God. You reign forever. Your name is Emmanuel. You are now we stand before God. Yet have I set my feet upon the holy hill of Zion. Oh my God, it's a coronation service. Join the procession. You reign forever. Your name is Emmanuel. And now we stand before time began. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are God. We stand before time began. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are now we stand before time began. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the reason before I began. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Shibaya takale, ababoko shakatakaba, antiatatele, rapapapakaba, abrakatakabira, rapapapakaba. Rapatapapo, Aswata Kambe, Rapatapanda Papa, Rapapo, 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 Apapo, Sakatwa, Rapaira Kapana, Atenanda Kapana Kwata. You are the wisdom before I began. You are forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before I began. You are forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before I began. Forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before I began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before I began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before.
When you are here, Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing it together 3 times. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. My God, amen, amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, oh my God, hallelujah, amen, the warfare is over, amen, amen, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Akabona, haula, pekona, merabo, saka, meiba, tale, omakate. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Lord Jesus, mighty one, you can be seated. It's a procession.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
What's your name?
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
My God.
Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
My God.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
Oh my God.
Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
My God, my God.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen.
Oh, Kataya.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
One more time.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
Hebrews chapter 6.
Does she know what money is? It's not a thing. It's not a thing.
There is a point you get in God. As you are increasing in alignment, in stature with God, the cost of your living will start reducing. Is it not true? Imagine this one, we are fasting 50 days. Say the truth. Is the cost of your living not reduced? You wake up in the morning thinking of whether it's pap that I will take or Friday. No, you just wake up, leave.
Glory to God.
James, have you been here before? Have I seen somebody like her before? Her sister? Ah. Why is God touchlighting you? I'll find out. Come on. They are not in alignment. That's how your God said you can play any song. You are too spiritual. That's the language of men that Babylon has brought. And the challenge is that he is a pastor. That's the challenge. Hebrews chapter 5. Let's make the little progress. 6, sorry. We have handled not entirely though, but we have done little justice to it. Not laying again foundation of repentance from what? Dead works. And in so doing, what do we mean? Not laying again foundation of repentance from dead works. What do we mean? Somebody give him mic so that his great grandchildren will hear him. It seems as if you will preach tomorrow. This one you are doing like this.
It means that they should that it is well that not laying again the foundation of dead works. That's there are works that they do in the flesh which is not according to the word of God. I don't know how to put it. That's trying to fulfill the will of God in the flesh.
Okay. So he tried.
The dead works is talking about.
He said trying to do the work of God in the flesh. Justice. Is he correct? Huh? He is correct. Wait. He is correct. Mm. That is dead works. Mm? Okay, you are saying that is correct, Abi. Eh? Mm. Are they correct? I don't know where to start now. Are they correct? Huh?
or I greet them from over 100, score them. Over 100. What do you score them? 7/100. Hey, you are a wicked teacher. Can you score them 7/100? It's better to give them -20 now. Okay, it's okay. 7/100. Okay, make up the 93. I take mic so that your great grandchildren will hear your voice. This thing, if you know where this thing is going, you'll be shocked. I'm telling you. UK, US, some African countries, at least I know of Sierra Leone, Liberia, Cameroon. This thing we are doing here. I'm telling you. I'm not just telling you about Nigeria. In fact, the invitation I've got, and we have. I'm the one that decided. No. Let me remove mic. I have fulfilled the 93. I saw you jotting that day. Score him. Over 100. Did he get it 100% correct? Wait, did he get it 100% correct? I like this guy. You cannot go like this. I like this guy. Ah. He said, repentance from dead works essentially is trying to do the work of God by the energy of the flesh. That's what he said. Is that not what he said? Is that what he said? If it's not what he said, tell me. It will be like I add for you. Abi. You like I add for him. You will buy me a soft drink after this one. So, is he correct? 100%. Let me use the word. Is he 100% correct? Can you say he is 100% correct? It's not grammar. Stuff I'm missing there. If he's not 100% correct, then how much is he correct? Grade him over 100. We are doing studies, it's Bible study. If he studies a class, in his class, there is question. You need to know. Sometimes you be thinking you know. You don't know. When they ask you question, you find that nothing is in your head. My brother, it has to be on your head before it's in your heart. The Bible says that faith, with me and him, we did Bible study yesterday morning. It was a long Bible study, and it was fruitful. If you see the way the scripture was comparing, if this didn't happen, this won't happen, this didn't happen, this won't happen, this didn't happen, man came and said, by hearing, you hear. So, you have to hear with your ear first, before you hear with your heart. My brother, something has to be in your head, though. So, grade them over 100. Yes.
Okay, fulfill the remaining 40. Greater than you. Grading over 100. Yeah? Yeah. Are you sure UNM will give you a lecturer or work? You'll be passing everybody. My God. No, UNM. Fine, maybe UNIZIC or UNIBEN or OA or those schools. If it's UNM. Sorry if you are from those schools, but they are more lenient than our own. Somebody will come out and say that your destiny is in his hands. How can somebody be talking like that? That your destiny is in his hands. Come and pass now. I'm not going to pass anything. I don't want to call his name. He's in chemistry department. That don't come. That one. That one. Is the one. So how can you be scoring him 80? 70 is 80 now. He is using skills for me. 78 and 80 is not the same thing. There is 8 there. That's the main thing. Where am I going? Oh! Our teacher is in the back. You know what I noticed? The men, when I know they represent me, I have changed class. I know you people will defend me now. Defend me. Sister Treasure. I saw you are jotting. So from what you jotted, I'm not saying you can say from the top of your head, you can still look at your jotter. What is dead works? Yes. There were two key things we mentioned that day. Why are you doing that? You are now saying yes. Stop saying yes. Who said yes in front? Yes. Yeah, I added energy to their diffusion to make it better. Eh? But it wasn't only energy that I actually said that day. But you, why are you saying yes, yes, yes? I will know all of us is here. You did answer. Oga, I gave you a chance. I'm suspecting you now. Me that is saving you trouble. Hallelujah. So it's trying to do anything in the new creation, new covenant, by the energy and inspiration of the fallen man. Who is the fallen man? The fallen man is the same thing as the old man. Four of them are correct. Adamic nature, fallen man, old man, the flesh. All these things are AKA, say AKA, fallen man, AKA, Adamic nature, AKA, flesh, AKA, old man. Just one person has all these names. Do you know the problem with the old man? Huh? It is not part of the. It is not part of the things that Jesus has finished his work on. It is part of the things he is doing an ongoing work. So he's unlike many things. So you can be born again and still like to touch themselves. So as if you like it, or you don't like touching themselves, but if they touch you, you won't say no. Dakoba. Dakoba. Are you getting the point? It's not as if, are with me, Douglas? It's not as if I'm not afraid of your holy face. It's important I'm not afraid of you. It's very important to your life and destiny. I'm telling you. Say the truth. He down to touch you, he used to sweet you, say the truth so that you shame the devil. You know, when you talk about the flesh, you go and hang it. No, he's close to you. In fact, Paul was so aware of his reality that he said, in my body, in my flesh, he's residing evil. Many times, what you don't want to do, it will be doing it. I'm telling you the truth. Let me give you an example. Mark this thing. There were days you prayed and fasted and came out. And then one thought, say the truth. One thought now entered your head. You became angry with yourself. Why are you even thinking this thought? And after all these things, has it not happened to you before? If you say it has not happened, me, I know it has happened, because he's the fallen man. Do you know what happened that day? Let me teach you how to always conquer the devil in those things. I've told you people that the solution, the antidote to the old man is what? Cross, crucifixion. But do you know the problem with crucifixion? They can hang you today, and tomorrow you can come down. I'm telling you the truth. So when you finish those fasting, this is what happens. Satan will come to come and check whether your fasting or whatever you did, that inclusive of what happened in that place you went to fast, was the flesh crucified. So he will bring the same thing that used to make you shake. Say the truth, there are things that make you shake. If you say no, I know it's true. Leave all this prayer already. We have all been there. Me, I'm not like those pastors that will be denying things and stuff is happening. Stuff is happening. You are dying. You are dying. You can't say the truth. Okay, say truth, oh. And save your life. I'm not deceived by anything now. The reason is, the more you go higher, the tendency that your fall will be more grievous. You don't know. The higher you go, when you fall, your fall will be grievous. Satan will make it in such a way that everybody that would have believed in God on your account will now lose hope. That's why, if you go pray for people like us, do you know why? Whether you like it or not, if you come here and see me, you are encouraged to say the truth now. Even if you say it's a lie, I know it's true. Sometimes you will see me and smile. Even though I'm born in you, you will be smiling. I'm smiling in my heart, but I'm not smiling on you. That your smile is a sign that you are happy seeing me. You have to pray for me so that you know why. If this baby fall now, They say he is normal. But even if I cough only now, they will analyze it. People listen to all my hands are tight. You can't off this thing so that I will be normal. I can't off it. Let me teach what I want to teach.
The faith of God has its origin in God. I don't have, how can I prove it for you now? Okay, Acts. Have you heard of Acts, the book of Acts, when Peter and John raised the man at the crippled man at the beautiful gate? They are now looking at him and said, no, why look here on us as if by our holiness this man is here? He said, no, that this man is here by faith, the faith that is of Christ Jesus. Now, two things. I think we should go there. I want to address this point. There are a few things I need to say. Acts chapter 3, quickly. Okay, verse 16. He said, and his what? Name, through faith in his name, had made this man whom ye see and know. Had made this man strong whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is what? Two key things. Number one, there are two times that faith is mentioned there. First of all, they told you that this thing happened by what? Faith. Then he now came to the next B and said, faith that is what? You can now understand what I've been saying. That this is faith that did this work. But when we trace the origin, the substance, the first one is talking about the action. See, I will go to the. When you talk about faith, there are two key things you talk about. You talk about substance and talk about action. What does it say? Substance and action. Substance and action. Substance and action. Say after me, substance.
Substance
and action. Substance and what?
Action.
So, if you look at this, Acts chapter 3 verse 16. He says, faith in his name. That is the action. True faith that is of him. That is the substance. So, either of them is not enough. Especially when you want something to happen. But the most important thing is that there has to be substance first before there is action. What did I say?
There has to be substance first before.
If there is no substance and you take action, you will fail. You will. Have you not done it before? You will fail. You can even say you are acting on behalf of God and you will still fail. The reason is that your action is devoid of what? Substance. A faith has result because behind the action is substance. So it is because when the scripture says have faith in God, it's an attempt to help you to understand the principle of substance. That it is substance that makes for the manifestation that we see. Once there is substance in your heart, then the only thing that is remaining is action. As of that moment, you can confess. As of that moment, you can step out. As of that moment, you can decree. As of that moment, you can do something. Why? So the most important thing is what substantiated your faith. It is on this basis I will now say the scripture says, have faith what?
In God.
That what he's trying to say is, let everything concerning your faith life. I hope you know that the life of the believer is called faith.
Yes.
The life of the believer is called faith. is actually a living faith. So every aspect of your living as a believer has to be traced back to God. It has to be God that substantiated everything about you. That is what it means to live by faith. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, it is on this basis that the scripture now said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Because when the word of God comes, the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing what? Say rhema. Say the rhema.
The rhema.
The proceeding word. That it was that same proceeding word that Jesus said that you live by. Faith cometh by that proceeding word that you live by. Are you getting the point? Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. We are talking about living now. But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Then the scripture says that faith cometh by. How do you now source that facility that you should live by? Remember, you live by what?
Faith.
How does it come? So this is what it means. As I've said it previously all the time. Everything in your life that cannot be traced to the proceeding word of God. Cannot be traced to God. Can never be said that it's of God. And it is on this basis that we say anything that is not of faith is not of God. If you understand this thing now, when they say it is not faith, it is sin, you will now understand what we mean. Because when people don't explain it well, they will. Are you getting the point now? Because when we say if it's not faith, it is sin, it means that every single thing in your life has to be traced to God. It is when God touches that matter, it becomes a substance in your heart, something you can live by. So at the back of the actions you take, at the back, you come and tell people, I don't do this, I do it like this, I do like this, I do this way. At the back of it is convictions that is furnished by the proceeding word of God. It has become the substance upon which your life is lived. It is on this basis that we now say that that which is not of faith is sin. Because when we trace his origin, we can't find God. But if it's faith, when we trace his origin, at the end of it, who will you find? Because God is the one that substantiates anything that is faith. He is the substance. The substance of faith is what? The substance of faith is what? Better say God, though, before they will be confusing him. My brother. Don't say God. And they will be confused. Who speaks for them here? So, did you get the point?
Yes.
What did I say? Summarize what I said. If you know this thing, you will know how to lay hold on faith. You will know what it means to live by faith. If you fast out of faith, error. If you give out of faith, error. Anything you do outside of, if you pray out of faith, error. Anything you do out of faith is error. But you need to know why it is so. The reason why it is so is because the substance of faith is God. So in it being faith, it means that whatever you are trying to engage and bring to bear has touched God by faith. So when God wants to bring something in this visitor, what he does is to furnish faith in your heart. The substance of that faith is furnished in your heart is what? He says. The life you are living is by faith. Be careful. before you answer. The life you are living is it by faith. Are you telling me God is the one that instructed you to do everything you are doing? That every aspect of your life is as a result of the preceding one? Let me tell you, your labor, when we come to prayers, number one labor in prayers is to get as many proceeding words as possible. Don't joke with your jota. Your jota should be a catalog of the proceeding word. As I came to tell today, God told me this. As Pastor Edu was talking, God told me this. This thing struck my heart. I felt this emphasis. I felt this. These things are substances ministered to your heart. Faith, come over what? Don't go to second one. He come over what? If faith come by hearing, what did you hear? You now see that faith is not easy to come by. I thought you have thought of faith before now. You told me you thought faith in one place.
Your practice of faith is not easy.
It is faith because his son is what? God. Not from God, he is God. It is faith because its substance is God. It is faith because its substance is God. It is faith because its substance is God himself. That is what we mean by have faith in God. So, if you now understand this thing, you now know why faith towards God is a basic doctrine. Is it not a basic doctrine? It means that if you ever laid hold on something in God, you did it by faith. Is it not true? It was in that book of Hebrews that the roll call of faith was there. They said people, the conviction they had in their heart was so much that even when they died, the thing was still speaking. People like Abel said he died, yet he's brought yet speaking. There are things you can lay hold on by faith. Even if you die physically, oh my God, this earth will never pass away until we see the fruit. That's why we turn and pray. You think prayer dies? Prayer don't die, my friend. There are things we lay hold on in prayer. God will never fold up this earth until the result of that prayer comes to pass. A woman carried in the temple and prayed all her youth. When the time came, Simeon said, my eyes have seen the salvation of Israel. Now will the Lord allow me to rest. These are men of faith because they saw something and they were able to carry. That thing, what was keeping Simeon alive was not drugs. What kept him alive was the substance of the word of God ministered to his spirit. That gave birth to faith.
My brother,
what keeps you alive is faith. That is why the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone. If you are full of eating, you will die. But if your life is lived by the proceeding one, you can't die. You can't die. Jesus said, whosoever believeth on me shall never die. Didn't his disciples die? So what is he talking about? That means that a man can yet be physically alive, yet he's dead. A man, we are not seeing him on earth, yet he's alive. Because the result of his faith, what the business Abraham did with God on the basis of faith, we are still reaping his fruit today. The full result, we have not yet seen it. Have faith in who? Anything you are doing outside of this is fake, it is sin, it is not counted. How foundational do you think this thing I'm saying is? How many things have you built in your life? Say the truth. There are many. How many of them do you think is faith? And it was never faith. Don't have faith in fasting. Don't have faith in prayer. Have faith in who? Let God be the substance. Don't ever come to minister on a crusade ground and think that the reason why something will happen today is because you fasted and prayed. Always know that the reason why something will happen is because of God. Let's pray. I think if you have a question on this, ask. Hey, don't ask. Let's pray for 2 minutes. 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 My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I did not trust the sweetest friend, but wholly lean on Jesus. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All the ground is sinking sand. All the ground is sinking sand. Anything you build outside of the faith that is of God is a sinking sand. You can't trust it. Satan can fight it. Otters from your family can fight it. Legalities in stupid bed. From time immemorial can bring it down. Men can question the veracity of the oppressions you have in your life. The reason is because it cannot be traced to God. What is the substance of your life? The things that you have been taught.
Build a skyscraper.
God wants to build a structure that is beyond what men have seen. But we have to understand that the substance of this building has to be God Himself. We source for materials. The material for building is Christ. He is the substance of our faith.
Release life in the next 30 seconds. Release life upon this.
The Bible says, if two or three shall agree on any matter, oh my God, Father, we agree on these matters. Respond speedily. Respond speedily, Lord. Respond speedily, Lord. Respond speedily, Lord. Respond speedily, Lord. Zopakatakadia, 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 Zopakatakadia,